So, it's more than yarn? The young woman staring at my shop sign asked. The letters stand for something? She didn't stare at the single word. Instead, I could tell she was wondering about the period after each letter. My big wooden shop sign is one of the things I love most about yarn. Like the shop, the sign is full of color and texture. It shows a ball of green yarn winding its way through the four letters to land, as all yarn should, on a pair of knitting needles. I had it hand-carved by a local artist, and when it first arrived, I spent a whole day just touching it. I ran my fingers lovingly over the carved lines and curves before I let them put it up. Now it sits nestled beside a big display window to stand out against the colonial charm of my brick storefront. I stopped watering the potted plants on either side of my door and offered the woman my warmest smile. Oh, you bet they do. Since that sign went up on opening day 3 months ago, there isn't a single moment I love more than telling someone what YARN means. What? She asked. I have answered this question 100 times. I'd happily answer it 1,000 times more. Come on inside and I'll show you, I said, as I pulled the shop door open. I'll admit, I have had to learn to tamp down my raging enthusiasm at moments like this. In the shop's first weeks, I tended to go a little overboard and scare off unsuspecting customers. Now it almost always ends the same wonderful way. What's your name? I asked as we walked inside. Caroline, she offered. She was dressed in trendy weekend yoga wear, a wildly designed combination of turquoise and peach. This was a woman who liked color, and if there's one thing yarn is overflowing with, it's color. I gave her a moment to take it all in. Welcome to Yarn, Caroline. I'm Libby Beckett. I gestured around the shop. Every wall is covered with stacked square cubbies holding all kinds of yarn. Soft pastels, riotous self-striping mixes, understated heathers, thick, thin, fuzzy, shiny. There's a whole universe of things just begging to be touched and explored. Yarn is a comfort space. More than just comfortable, the shop exudes comfort, with deep, cushioned chairs, bright, warm lighting, tables to gather at, and thick rugs underfoot. It smells like good coffee, frequently of baked goods, and of the particular but unidentifiable scent of creativity. Not a speck of chrome to be found here, just deep shelves and bins in every nook and cranny. This isn't a place where you just duck in and grab what you need. It's a soothing haven where you linger and discover, where you sit for an hour and no one cares. In fact, we love when you do. Yarn is the thing I was born to do. Sure, I was good as a pharmaceutical sales rep, but that was just a job. I think of yarn as the most excellent work of my soul. My prescription, if you will, for happiness. Mine and everyone's. Caroline was intrigued. I could tell already. I led her to the only black furnishing in the whole color-strewn shop, the giant blackboard that covers one wall. With one hand, I gave her my friendliest handshake, while with the other, I pointed up to the colorful list scribbled all over the chalkboard. And here's the answer to your question. I watched Caroline take in the kaleidoscope of words. Some are scribbled in a reckless manner, others are artfully drawn. I have always thought of my blackboard as graffiti of the very best kind. Only one version is painted to permanently stand at the top of the board. My original vision of what yarn stood for. You're absolutely ready now. Maybe someday it will stop sending a zing through my veins when I read it. But that hasn't happened yet. At the bottom of the board sat a little bucket of colored chalks painted with the invitation, add your own. And my customers have over the months. Some funny, some poignant. You'll always remember nice. Yellow adds romantic notions. Yell at ridiculous negativity. Yielding amounts to relatively nothing. Your anger rewards no one. There have been dozens. I want there to be thousands before I'm done. If I'm ever done. Caroline took a moment to read several. Cool. I could see her catch the notion that perhaps yarn could be more than just what Grandma kept around the house to crochet granny squares. No disrespect to granny squares. I'm thrilled they're coming back. It's always so much more than yarn, I told her. I pointed to the perfect coordination of her top, leggings, and expensive cross-training shoes. Peach and turquoise are lush, creative colors, and Caroline had paired them beautifully. Even her hairband and shoelaces matched. You've got a great eye for color. You'd love knitting.